is your host, Nanette Weiser, with another segment of Live Life Better. And for those of you who are traveling home to give thanks with family and friends elsewhere, this is your update on Pi and TPA and holiday travel tips. So the St. Petersburg Clearwater International Airport, Pi, you know them well. You know, let's just start up with airport parking. Parking is limited at Pi. There's no reservation system for parking. And once long-term parking is closed, you'll be directed to one of the economy lots. Basically, folks, better to take a taxi, an Uber, anything else that you can. Allow ample travel time to the airport. And if you're picking up passengers, use our free cell phone lot to await your party until they are curbside with their luggage. Active loading and unloading at Pi at curbside in front of the terminal is permitted, and you must remain with your vehicle at all times. For more information, go to fly2pi.com. So our friend Michelle Routh, who is the PIO for the Pi Airport, suggests these travel tips. Plan to arrive 2 hours before your scheduled flight departure time and check departure gate. Pi has two separate gate areas, 2 to 6 and 7 and 11, that are not connected. So make sure you're at the correct gate 50 minutes before departure and ready to board. Please check with your airline for carry-on luggage requirement and size and what you are allowed to carry on and not. Remember, no liquids over a certain amount, and be sure to know jellies and jams, gravies, homemade stuff you might be taking, can't take it on the plane. So keep that in mind. I personally like to ship my clothes and my gifts up to New Jersey. I'm staying home for the holidays because, honestly, the airports are just packed. So, for wheelchair assistance at Pi, request directly from your airline. It's provided from check-in to boarding aircraft. So, TSA travel tips. Make sure the TSA pre-check mark is on your boarding pass if you have pre-check members. Firearms and ammunition are not permitted in carry-on bags, but are permitted in check bags when properly packed and declared and when permitted. Tip 3, pack an empty bag and know before you go. When airline passengers begin packing for travel with an empty bag, they're less likely to be stopped at the security checkpoint for having prohibited items. So make sure you know, check TSA's, what can I bring, to know what is prohibited. Drinks and foods are prohibited according to the liquid, gels, and aerosols rule. Give yourself plenty of time. You know, the airport can be fun. You can make new friends. Get going with a little caroling. Just kidding. But basically, it does take time to get through. And tip 5 from Pi, be aware of new checkpoint screening technology. So TSA uses a variety of security methods and technologies to secure the transportation systems. And they're currently using, in some places, computed tomography CT scanners. And in other places, advanced imaging technology. 6, make sure you have an acceptable ID. This is so important. Adult passengers 18 years and older must show valid identification at the airport checkpoint in order to travel. So that's really important. Follow TSO guidelines. Listen to their directions. Very, very important. Respect TSA and other frontline airport and airline employees. They are here to help you. Be courteous. Be compassionate. Violence and unruly behavior are not acceptable, and so don't even think about it. Contact TSA with questions, compliments, complaints, and assistance. You can do that 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. via Twitter or Facebook by messaging @ ask TSA, or by sending a text to 272-872. So if you're traveling with kids, that can be particularly stressful. And TSA actually on their website offers a series of videos made specifically for kids to help them understand what they can and cannot bring through the checkpoint. So passengers should double check the bag their child packed before arriving at the security checkpoint. Formula, breast milk, juice, baby food, and even liquid medications in quantities greater than 3.4 ounces are exempt from the 3-1-1 liquids rule. That's right. When it comes to baby bottles and sippy cups, you are in the clear. So that is some of the Pi regulations. So the Tampa International Airport is at its busiest this Thanksgiving in all of TPA history. They're gearing up for yet another high-traffic holiday travel season. Nearly 80,000 passengers a day are expected to pass through TSA in this year's 13-day holiday travel period surrounding Thanksgiving between November 21st and December 2nd. It's going to be a very busy day. So here are some of TPA, Tampa International Airport's recommendations. The most important thing is if you can use a rideshare app like Uber and Lyft, both for pickup and for drop-off. That's really important. There are several construction projects to expand security checkpoints at air sites A and E. And with the shuttle replacement program, that could lead to longer than normal lines. So get there early and plan ahead. If you are going to park, plan ahead for parking. The lots, both short-term, long-term, and economy garages could be packed. Choose Express. The Blue Express curbsides are an easy alternative to the regular departures and arrivals. So that can be a really great way to go if you are carrying on luggage. So you don't need to worry about ticketing your luggage if you're carrying on. But make sure you understand you have the right kind of luggage. Open your luggage and make sure that there was nothing left in it. And pay attention to all the TSA rules. Arrive early. At least 2 hours. There's lots of shopping and bookstores and great things to eat. So you can really have fun. Check your pockets. Jams, jellies, cranberry sauce, gravy, bottles of wine, and other Thanksgiving treats are normally confiscated at TSA checkpoints, not just from your luggage. If you already know you're going to need a snack or caffeine fix once you get to TPA, you can order ahead and skip the lines. Have your latte or burger waiting for you when you arrive. Customers can either use Uber Eats or the Starbucks mobile app to order and pay and then swing by the counter. And this is at Tampa International Airport, which is really very exciting. So, folks, if you're going to TPA, please check the Tampa International Airport website, tampaairport.com. So, for Live Life Better this holiday season, enjoy Thanksgiving from Radio St. Pete. I'm Nanette Weiser, your host of Live Life Better.